Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I am speaking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, a networking specialist and author of the new book, Networking Like a Pro. Today we're going to talk about enterprises' use and misuse of social media. So first of all, Ivan, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
First of all, what are the top three mistakes businesses make in social media networking?
You know, absolutely, the first and foremost is spending too much time on non-productive things, jumping down rabbit holes, going from one link to another and kind of getting off track as to why they should be on there. That's absolutely the biggest mistake that I've seen. The next is not leveraging their time effectively, not doing things and techniques online that will leverage their efforts. And I think the third is assuming that they're going to generate business quickly. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme social networking, and so you really got to have a plan, and it takes time for it to be implemented effectively.
The next question then follows is, what is this ideal plan for the most effective and efficient social media?
Well, you have to go into an understanding that it's about brand building. There's a concept that I have that applies to both face-to-face networking and online networking, and it's called the VCP process. VCP, it stands for visibility, credibility, profitability. And what it means is that you first have to be visible. People have to know who you are and what you do. And this is chronological, so it goes from one to the next. The second is credibility. That's where people know who you are, what you do, and they know you're good at it. The third phase is profitability, where people know who you are, what you do, that you're good at it, and they're willing to do business with you. They're willing to refer you or use you. And so it takes time to go through those three processes. So the ideal strategy is understanding that this process, online social networking, as well as face-to-face networking, but online social networking in particular, is a brand builder. It's building you and your name and your company as a brand. And so it's very important that you have a plan where you're going to spend a certain amount of time each week on it. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be 10, 15 minutes, 3, 4, 5 days a week, certainly if you can connect on it on a daily basis. But there are ways to leverage your time, which I can talk about here during this interview. There are ways to leverage your time to make it more effective. So have a plan and understand that it's about brand building and that you have to go through those three stages if you want to be effective at this.
Great. Now, can you drill down a little bit more on how much time should they be spending on both Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, absolutely. Leveraging your time is a way of really eliminating a lot of the time that people are spending. For example, a lot of people go to Facebook, and then from Facebook they go to Twitter, and then from Twitter they go to LinkedIn. There are techniques that you can use and systems and computer software that allow you to basically communicate on all three at the same time. There are programs like Seesmic, SEESMIC.com, Ping.fm, CodeTweet. These different programs allow you to go to one site, and let's say you want to, right now I'm in New Orleans at a conference, and so I want to let everybody know on my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my Twitter, all my accounts that I'm in New Orleans. I can go to ping.fm or seismic.com and just put in a message. I'm in New Orleans at a Referral Institute conference. In all of my social networks, that gets posted. When I have a news brief on BNI.com, if I say something in my news brief, that automatically flows out to all the sites. So it looks like I'm spending hours on all of these, when in fact, it's literally minutes. And so you can have an effective system of managing your social networks at 10, 15 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day is all it takes. You can use systems like CodeTweet, where you can actually schedule your tweets. So a new book that's just come out, Networking Like a Pro, I've taken short excerpts from the book, and my business operates in 24 different time zones. So I've scheduled the tweets to go out 3 times a day at different times during the day. So it looks like I'm getting on there and sending these out every 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, when in fact I've just scheduled it on CodeTweet. So you can leverage your time and literally spend a fairly short amount of time and still be active on all of these sites in terms of sending messages out.
Right. You know, I actually use Seesmic myself, and Twitter didn't really even make sense until I started using it through Seesmic. Now, how long should a company look until they start to see a return on their online investment?
Yeah, you know, there's a concept that I write about called the time confidence curve. And I think that's really applicable here. It varies depending on your profession. And you have to remember that it's going to take a certain amount of time before people have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service. So if you're a florist, the time confidence curve is short. If you're a printer, it's a little bit longer. You know, somebody will use a florist pretty quickly. They might go to a printer fairly quickly. If you're a real estate agent, it's going to be longer. If you're a financial planner who's investing people's retirement income, you're at the end of the time confidence curve. It's going to take a long time before people have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service. So it really depends on the profession. You have to kind of look at your profession in terms of other professions. But the short answer is you're looking at 6 months to a year before you get from visibility to credibility if you're using your network effectively. If you're on there regularly and communicating regularly, you're looking at 6 months to a year minimum to establish that kind of credibility.
Very interesting. Now, how should enterprises evaluate this return on their investment of time?
Well, you have to remember that it's, in my opinion, it's a brand builder. I had a PR consultant many years ago when I came out with my first book, and she said to me, look, Ivan, if you think you're going to sell a ton of books through the public relations that you're doing, think again. It's about building your name, building your credibility, and it's a slow build that grows over time. And yes, we absolutely will help sell some books, but it's about building your brand. I say that because I think it's the same for social networks. It's about building you as a brand, building your expertise, and building your credibility. And it will take a fair amount of time before that happens. One of the things that you can do to help eliminate some of your effort that I'm not sure I talked about yet is use non-productive time to get online. If 9 to 5 is when you're most productive and you're dealing with clients the most, then you know what? Get online at 8, 9, 10 at night to do some of this stuff. So what happens is a lot of business people get online and they're doing this kind of stuff during their most productive time period, and that's the last time you should be doing this kind of thing.
Very interesting, and I think the one truism of social media is you really cannot afford to ignore it because somebody else is doing it as well. So you know, just
yeah, and you know what? There's one other thing I'd add. You should, in order to assess your success, which was the primary question, you want to use systems like Google Analytics to track your websites, and there are many other analytic programs that you can use to track the kind of click-throughs that you're getting on a lot of your activities, and that's important too. But sometimes you'll need to bring in an IT person to help you with some of that.
Very good. Excellent information. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Dr. Ivan Meisner. And those listening, make sure you check out his book, Networking Like a Pro. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ivan.
Hey, thank you, Peter.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.